bring our troops home.
Barack H. Obama, bring the drama to your mama house. Crack white or black, hardwood for Cobra Kama. Keep a comma and pause, clean your deep throat. Your fear, hear a deep note. Sheep wrote, bad days, hope float. Biden time, October 19th. Script wrote, 12 months implode, 6 months explode. So, fuck what you heard on the TV. See your peeps free, see who you see frequently and free peep.
What you want, 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 what you believe in. What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want, what you want to believe in. What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want, what you want to believe in. Be a hero, hero.
It's elementary school teachers and preachers and doctors and everyone else that TV reaches. See speeches of stuttering, stammering, hammering, got a damn ring home. We had it too good, why'd you give the banks everything? Eight trio bail out, Barack, will that stick? Will the press be allowed to talk?
I was
Jerry Corsi, arrested by King Bruce, Odinga, Obama,
brother.
Fascist torture, protect the third right of the Antichrist. Ready for race riots and fights where nobody's right. Ready for black and white answers to cancer. Socialized healthcare, mandatory vaccine answers. Ready for global warming taxes, climate change every day. But now we can't relax, it's easy to see. We can see a new way past this. The last kiss of death for Obama's side tactics.
What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want, what you want. What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want, what you want to believe in. What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want, what you want to believe in. Be a hero.
And the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? I would take my mental flight by Egypt. And I would watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through, or rather across the Red Sea, through the wilderness on toward the Promised Land. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there. I would move on by Greece and take my mind to Mount Olympus. And I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes assemble around the Parthenon and leaders. But I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the day of the Renaissance and get a quick picture of all that the Renaissance did for the cultural and aesthetic life of man, but I wouldn't stop there. There. I would even come up to the early 30s and see a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation and come with an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But I wouldn't stop there. Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. Now that's a strange statement to make because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land, confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. And I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up, and wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. And another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we are going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival demands that we grapple with them. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace. But now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today. And also in the human rights revolution, if something isn't done and done in a hurry to bring the colored peoples of the world out of their long years of poverty, their long years of hurt and neglect, the whole world is doomed. Now I'm just happy that God has allowed me to live in this period, to see what is unfolding.
And good morning, CKLN listeners. It is the 24th day of January, 2011. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening here on Mondays and Thursdays. Your host, BK, a.k.a. BJ, for a Thursday. And hopefully you folks enjoyed that. Started off the show with my song, What You Want to Believe In, which I released in March of 2009 as part of the Obamacide album package, which included a manifesto to help us get out of this, a bunch of collateral swag, and an indictment in seven songs and 24 minutes of what Obama has turned out to be. And I feel bad for people. I feel bad for people who did believe in Obama and believed in the promise of that of his campaign. But at the same time, we got to face facts. And the fact is that it hasn't exactly panned out, his administration so far. And all the excuses that are being made out there are courtesy of the New World Order, the forces behind globalization. Essentially the old world order, an oligarchical system of super rich people who create fiat money from nothing, loan it to governments who circulate into their economies, but put those governments in debt and the people in those countries in debt to the international banking system, who then come to take it back piecemeal and at heavy interest. And it's the IMF shock therapy plan. So that's what we're going through right now.
And the New World Order also set up tons of foundations, super rich people like David Rockefeller, the Carnegie family, the Ford Foundation, all these massive tax-exempt foundations to fund education, science, activism, journalism. They basically have their tentacles throughout many, many aspects of our society, culture, the culture creation industry. And that's how they control the response to what they're doing. And so what do we do about it? Well, here on this show on CKLN Radio, I've been hosting Rude Awakenings here on Tuesdays or Mondays through Thursdays or Mondays and Thursdays for just over 4 years now. And I got to tell you that the awakening out there is growing exponentially, but the activism related to that awakening isn't growing quite as fast as it should. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take you here right now. Something that's got Alex Jones, maker of 25 documentary films on the radio and TV for 15 years, an internationally renowned expert in this area, to an idea that he's excited about. It's probably an oldie but a goodie, but being updated for our needs. So this is the Infowars.com V for Victory campaign,
Alex Jones,
which I'll come back and talk about after this.
It rarely happens. I have done thousands and thousands and thousands of radio broadcasts, thousands and thousands of radio interviews, hundreds and hundreds of TV interviews over the years, and I really never get butterflies. I never really get nervous, even before speaking to a crowd of 5,000 people. It's televised. I don't get nervous when I've been on Good Morning America. I don't get nervous when I'm on CNN or Fox. I am extremely nervous right now. I am extremely fired up. And at the same time, focused, because we are going to launch something today in the face of the complete criminal takeover of our society, that if you decide to take action, that if you decide to give this idea power and momentum, it is going to shake the foundations of the New World Order crime syndicate that we've already had such great effects against together. We are locked in a titanic struggle of good versus evil, of liberty versus tyranny, of freedom versus slavery and despotism. But last night, in the face of DHS putting out public service announcements, openly telling citizens to further spy on each other, that anyone buying things with cash may be a terrorist, with the DHS admitting they're going to put TSA at sports stadiums and malls, which they said they'd do years ago, but now they're rolling it out. In the face of the FEMA 10 governorship expansion, the threat fusion centers, the states, what we told you years ago, now announcing that they're preparing to go bankrupt, into federal receivership itself, into IMF, World Bank, OECD receivership. With all of this happening, with the Chinese visiting and saying the days of the dollar are doomed, with Henry Kissinger announcing on Charlie Rose 2 nights ago that the New World Order is now being born through the economic crisis they engineered. He left that part out, though. He said through the economic crisis. We are at the crossroads right now. We've been moving into that zone for a long time, but now is the crossroads, and it's time to launch a major information warfare, peaceful resistance to this now. And it is important that this information I'm going to cover when we come back from break explodes dynamically and immediately, and that there be a chain reaction doing this. People are always saying, Alex, mobilize us. Alex, you know, give us marching orders. Alex, we want to hit the streets. Well, I've got a peaceful program to do that, a double-pronged, two-pronged pincer attack against the globalist. This is so important. Evil is rising, but for any action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That is the law of the universe, and we must rise now and really get aggressive against the globalist. And what we do now may take weeks, months, or even a year to unfold, just like what I launched over a year ago with the operations exposing the TSA's plan to take over society via DHS. How the airports are the training grounds to begin the brainwashing. It takes time to build movements, systematic ripples in the pond from the pebbles we throw in. We're going to throw a boulder in today. You go back over a year ago, and then about 9 months ago, we launched two different operations exposing the fake terror, exposing the DHS and TSA is taking over, and that they're training you to be a slave and have them stick their hands down your pants. Now look at them in retreat. Polls over 90% against it. A poll just out nationally in Germany. 89.5% believe 9/11 is an inside job. The awakening is here, but it takes time. But what we're about to launch, if you take action, will be the single greatest devastating blow this InfoWars operation has ever launched.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, January 21st, 2011, and let this be a day remembered for a long time to come that we launched Operation The Answer to 1984 is 1776, and at the heart of it is the sub-operation V for Victory. Where does that term come from? You see it in movies like V for Vendetta, but where does it come from? The French Resistance started spray painting and carving and posting things all over Germany to unify the population through a peaceful movement of solidarity that they did not agree with the Vichy French that had collaborated with the Nazis and helped overthrow France during the German invasion. That was an inside job. Our country has been taken over by offshore banks who have bankrupted hundreds of third world countries in the last 100 years by design with the same system they're now using against our republic. Going in, buying off the politicians, getting them to buy into debt, getting them to underwrite derivatives, devaluing currencies. This is all being done by design as Greece has fallen, as Ireland has fallen, as Greenland has partially fallen. The world is waking up and resisting this, and they plan to do the same thing to the United States. In 2002, in March, Greg Palast of BBC Television got the secret documents out of the IMF and World Bank, right at the time that Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner for economics, quit. He claims he didn't release them. How they were planning to implode the Western world just as they had done the Third World. Now, for over 8 years, I have warned you of the time that we are now entering. This is a huge announcement. Here it is in front of us. A path is sought for states to escape their debt burdens, New York Times. Oh, to escape their debt burdens with the unfunded mandates, the federal government is going to accelerate the quantitative easing, the monetization of debt, past $130 billion a month to $200 billion a month or even more of your tax money. Not only will it devalue our currencies, but it creates a debt black hole that is impossible to escape, and then we owe this to the offshore banks openly announcing a world government run by them. We have to pay it back in taxes, and it devalues our currency. The Chinese come here and openly put us down and say, we own your debt, and we're going to get off the dollar, and our currency is going to be the world reserve currency. This will not just impoverish us, it will implode the geopolitical system that has been and bring us into this authoritarian world government. Ladies and gentlemen, we launched over a year ago TSA demonstrations with posters and videos and got our listeners going with those contests. And it caused massive effects and then created ripples that have grown into the huge resistance that is teaching people how to come together against tyranny, against the TSA absurdities of putting their hands down our pants, of the body scanners. Now, as we told you, the Homeland Security is putting out TV ads in the style of soap operas, showing citizens spying on each other. Anybody that buys things with cash, call the police on them. If you see a cardboard box on the side of the road, call the bomb squad. It's creating hysteria. Every hour I see articles around the country with highways, buildings shut down, people panicking over a tin can on the side of the street, trying to create this culture of fear so that we will accept the unfolding police state that's meant to suppress the population as the economy is publicly imploded, as they admit what they've done, but offer more globalist control as the solution. Now, I was going to launch today, and it's going to be up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next hour. Kurt's getting it together. the answer to 1984 is 1776 contest. And obviously people want to make videos exposing TSA, exposing the globalists and the DHS rollout on the streets to expose this New World Order occupation, this banker takeover. But we have the contest element so that those that do the best job demonstrating, protesting, making videos, doing banner hangs, posting flyers, get recognition and adds an element of competition to it. Then I was talking to Paul Watson last night, and I called him at about 6, midnight his time. He was still up working, and I said, Watson, over at PrisonPlanet.com, over in England. I said, Watson. They are rolling out these TV soap opera mini documentaries for television. These are also going to air on 9,000 telescreens going up nationwide at 9,000 locations, more than 9,000 individual screens, where it shows people in these situations spying on each other. We've got to counter this. And he said, yes, why don't we just have people post V's everywhere? Because he's been reading a book, and of course I'm familiar with it as well, most of you are, about the French resistance peacefully showing solidarity, and that the people knew that they were occupied all over Germany, putting, you know, V's on walls, V's on Nazi vehicles, posters hung everywhere, scratching them on the side of, you know, barroom tables. And it really began to bring down the Germans in France even before the D-Day invasion and liberation. America is occupied by outside banking cartels. And we are writing articles explaining that. I'm going to produce videos breaking that down, tied to the V symbol that we're going to post and show you right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But the article is up on Infowars.com right now, and we'll put that article up on screen and also show you these Vs that Phil and I put together last night and gave to Watson this morning. The article is, You Are the Resistance Against the DHS Occupation of America. And it's a big V. Black Vs, white Vs, red Vs. Pick whichever one you like. It says Infowars.com under it. Then it has a short message under it that simply states, We are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. Now is the time for all lovers of liberty to stand together and speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. We will be victorious against the New World Order. Post this V for Victory flyer to warn others and show your peaceful resistance, your solidarity. Learn more at Infowars.com. And so every day we're going to be writing articles about this. Every day we're going to be posting local news when they cover these flyers going up in their areas. And, of course, the news will attack it and say it's evil, which will further prove their police state mechanisms. We did this with the Obama poster contest that was on hundreds of TV stations and hundreds of newspapers in the U.S., Latin America, Europe, England, the Netherlands, Japan. And you saw the tens of millions of people that saw all the videos produced by our listeners of them posting the flyers or doing the banner hangs or other inventive things to get local debate about what are people talking about. Then the news will play clips of me talking here. They'll go get it off YouTube later. They will go over what we're talking about and put our message out for us and cause a huge buzz that will then cause more ripples. The DHS understands the power of getting the people involved in their evil. That's why they're running contests right now for folks to produce videos promoting paranoia and pro-New World Order and worshiping the government and not trusting each other, only trusting the federalization police state spy grid. This is a contest. Can the people overpower peacefully in the info war the usurpers, the outside banking cartel that's conquering this nation? Can you, this weekend, who will be the first to print off thousands of these color flyers, get your friends together and hang them everywhere that's legal and lawful? Who will be the first to do banner hangs? Who will be the first to call into talk radio? Who will be the first to get on live TV when they're outside doing live feeds? Who will be the first? We're going to find out by Monday, probably even Sunday. Victory at Infowars.com. Please only send your videos or news articles or ideas or flyers you've made, whatever. It's all of us working together through freedom, but collectively with a message, a manifesto, a constitution, a declaration of independence against the globalist. I cannot stress to you how important this is. It needs to explode in InfoWar. I need you now. Don't wait. Go print these off. Take it to Kinko's, FedEx. Take it wherever. Print off black and white ones. Print them on your home printer. I don't care. Hang them everywhere. Hang them everywhere. In Austin, Texas. In New York City. In Los Angeles. In Toronto. In Mexico City. In Tokyo. In Berlin. In London. In Sheffield. In Moscow. Worldwide, the banking cartel is trying to bankrupt nations and bring in a world government. This is a global movement of liberty against tyranny. It is unlimited what we can do if you simply take action, if you simply say no. Now, separately, the 1984, the answer to 1984-1776 contest is specifically going out, demonstrating, using the V symbol, whatever you want to do. Creatively, the sky's the limit, and all of us win in the fight against tyranny, even if you don't win the $10,000 prize that we'll, a month from now, announce. You've got to get them in the next month and a week later, so 5 weeks later we'll announce the winner of that. That's just to add some competition and to recognize, you know, whoever's produced the best. This has already been incredibly effective. This has got to be our biggest ever, and I know. I could feel it last night when Watson had this idea that it all synergistically came together. I was freaked out. I was depressed. I was pacing around up here actually yelling. Not even that loud. Just like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is such classical tyranny. We've got to stand against this. And the ripples that are felt by this will continue out forever.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
And we're back, folks. That was Alex Jones on the 21st of April. That was Friday, talking about a new InfoWars plan to fly the hell out of the United States. I think we can do the same thing here in Canada, and people can do the same thing worldwide. And I already know a bit about this because I've done this myself. I did this before the G20. I've done this with my colleagues at Toronto Truth Seekers. Done this with my colleagues at Toronto 9/11 Truth. I've seen this done elsewhere. Alex Jones referenced a few examples. And it's really that simple. You can use the V campaign. You can make your own message. But the bottom line is, if you learn a lot about this stuff, what can you say about it? Because we can't just be updated on things. We can't just get the latest. I can go through a million different great websites out there that should be doing what they're doing. That should be providing this news. But what we should be doing is we should be taking the important stuff that we know to the streets. Even here in Toronto, people complaining of health impacts from wind turbines head to Toronto Court. So the new wind turbines here in Toronto and the Toronto area are possibly causing adverse effects, including headaches, difficulty sleeping, irritability, and fatigue for people who live near them. Now, can we fill in the rest of this? Can we break down the fact that global warming is a scam, as even the co-founder of Greenpeace says? Can we break out the fact that the green economy, which Spain switched to, cost way more jobs than it created, and it helped destroy their economy and create massive amounts of unemployment? Can we talk about how this whole thing is a scam? Can we talk about how Goldman Sachs arranged for this deal with Samsung to build us these wind turbines arranged by McGuinty's government? Can we expose the new world order behind the things that concern most people when we understand that most explanations fit inside the anti-new world order perspective? The idea is that, yes, there is an explanation for these things. We are not guilty. We can offer absolution, which basically means that you're free from your sins because you know who caused them. And frankly, when it comes to this culture, we are being socially re-engineered. Men and women are being engineered into the same hermaphrodite. For example, this you can go see the hermaphrodite cop finishing off a pyramid at the cop shop at Bay and College here in Toronto, among two other three in total Masonic statues there, a boy pulling a cart with a tall pyramid obelisk, and then a man with books and bricks on his shoulders. There are secret societies, there are think tanks, there are super rich people that are managing us, and we have to deal with that for our sanity, for our ability to communicate, for our health, wealth, and relationships and future, and we should fight for it. But to help us do that, I'm going to take you to Adam Carolla as a guest on...
Adam Carolla's my guest.
KPCC Radio.
50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, and we're taking your calls for him at 866-893-5722. In 50 years, we'll all be chicks, and this is a problem because...
It's a good point. We need... It depends how you look at it. I like the difference between men and women. I've said this a million times. I think it's good. I think it's good for society. I think it's good for kids. I think there's a reason. And in every... And I know there's a lot of people, a lot of dumb people that are listening right now who think that they're progressive by trying to take those two and merge them together. But it's no different than any other facet of nature. There's a mama polar bear, there's a daddy polar bear, and they go do separate things, and it works out quite
nicely.
Not
anymore, they don't. They're all drowning together.
Well, right, because the caps are melting. But the point is, okay, let's say, I don't want to say spotted owl. I'll try to find something that's off the endangered species. In the animal kingdom,
humans,
we're trying to create one human, and I don't think that's a great plan. I think it's a better plan to have a mom and a dad and a male and a female, because we're better at different things.
A lot of comments on the Pat Morrison page for Adam Carolla, one of them from Gerald, who agrees with you about love and death, but he said, the question about manliness, he says, yes, men must be manly, women should be feminine, but he said, there's so many definitions to being manly. To my grandfather, it meant spending his time indoors, reading dead languages, never looking at a woman, not his wife, and to his wife, being a woman meant running the family business to allow him to do that. So young boys running around, pointing their fingers, shouting bang, to him, this is not manliness.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of different definitions, but and it probably changes from generation to generation, and I'm sure technology and social mores sort of weave into that general effect. But overall, I think we want a guy who, when you get a flat tire by the side of the road, can pop out, pull out the spare, handle a lug wrench, and put it on the side of the Prius.
I can do that, or the guy in the car may call AAA.
That's my point. You'll get robbed while you're waiting for the AAA guy to show up.
Extend us. But in the region in between, the borders were drawn by the victors of identities of these countries and of their borders can be challenged more easily. What we in America call terrorists are really groups of people that reject the international system.
Drug companies have paid $6 billion in fines from prosecutions by attorney generals for illegal marketing and getting people to take drugs for reasons that are not approved. This includes Johnson & Johnson. Pfizer is the biggest, $2.3 billion in fines. In the last 2 years, Eli Lilly, $1.4 billion, GlaxoSmithKline, $400 million, Sanofi, Merck, Eli Lilly, everyone you've ever heard of.
I mean, I'm all with you that we have to get out, but we are just entranced by electronic hallucinations.
And we're back, folks. That's right. We are being entranced by electronic hallucinations. Clip of Adam Carolla on KPCC out of South Carolina with Pat Morrison talking about men and women and how we've been re-engineered and we are being re-engineered. And he's doing that from the perspective of a podcaster and TV host and stand-up comedian. But everybody can pretty much see it. And that's what's amazing about today. Everybody can see what's going on. And most people are generally supportive. And I know this from being on the streets myself, from seeing other people on the streets, from the March in Ottawa 2008, when Canadians from all across Canada converged on Ottawa and on September 11th. And we had a a demonstration there, and then we march through the streets, and everybody has the same experience. Whenever we get out into the streets and we try and share this information, it is well received. And that's the point. And I started off the show today after the song What You Want to Believe In. And my website is whatyouwanttobelievein.com, by the way. I start off with a clip of Dr. Martin Luther King talking about what era he would like to be alive in. And he said the era was the era that he was in, because there were policies that needed to be changed, and all of this whole system was coming to a head. And he said that in 1968. And then I played a clip from his last day alive before he was assassinated the following day, April 4th, 1968, where he talked about how he's seen the mountaintop and he's seen the promised land. Well, what are people talking about? The people need to be empowered. How do you get people empowered? You give them knowledge. Right after that clip from Adam Carolla, I played a clip of Henry Kissinger talking about how the people who we call terrorists are those who resist the New World Order, the New International Order. And that's because Henry Kissinger is a globalist behind the system of globally standardizing thought and culture, and doing it through things like Twitter and social networking and text messaging, reducing the nuances in language, making it more difficult for us to express ourselves, turning us all into robots in their goal for world peace. And this is a goal that must be resisted by being individuals. Can you find your individual voice out there? Do you have something to share with other people where you live about what's going on that can perhaps help them out and help them understand what we're all going through in this system? Gas prices have already hit $1.13. They're on their way to $1.15. They were $1.05 a month ago. So that's the point. Things are moving up incrementally, but they are moving up faster and faster and faster. And right now we have more knowledge than ever before about the system we all live in, including that clip from Donald Light on the Alex Jones Show talking about how big pharmaceutical companies have paid $6 billion in fines for misleading consumers into wanting and using drugs that were actually bad for them. They paid out $6 billion in fines. Is this a major news story? No. Should it be? Yes. So how do we go around that process if the media won't pick up on something like this? And that's going to be crucially important. You can sit there for a few hours. You can make flyers. You can hand them out. And if people want to talk to you, they can talk to you. And if they don't, they don't. And if you don't feel like talking to anybody, you don't have to talk to anybody about this. But the point is, you can use the knowledge that you learn from sources like InfoWars.com and others to help deconstruct the system for people where you live and push for better policies that will ultimately get us what we want. Another reason, and the reason I played the Kissinger quote, is that in the near future, we are going to be increasingly asked to snitch on and demonize each other. We've seen these ads on the Toronto Transit Commission subways. We see the new campaign in the U.S. with the Department of Homeland Security, and we can see a fusing of policies with the North American Union, currently being discussed in a conference at U of T, actually, and upcoming conference. So I'm going to take you to a clip from Paul Joseph Watson, one of the writers at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, on the Alex Jones Show, talking about how regular Germans were informing on each other and how we can resist that type of thing happening here.
We've officially launched the V for Victory resistance campaign today at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And we're encouraging info warriors worldwide, not just in America, to join us in posting these flyers everywhere as a powerful symbol of our defiance against the takeover of society by the New World Order. And why is it necessary to invoke the spirit of the French resistance to make a point about 21st century America? Because not just in America or the United Kingdom, but the West as a whole is on this same slippery slide towards the very same informant spy Stasi societies that were set up by the Nazis and the Soviets, both in Russia and the former East Germany. Homeland Security, you're telling Americans to spy on each other to create an environment of fear so that they can then exploit it for total control. Why is that important in the context of history? Well, show me a case in history where the government recruiting citizens to spy on each other led to a more secure, happy, free, and prosperous society. Show me one example, and I'll show you a chicken with teeth. You know, best case scenario, what's now happening in America leads to political oppression and dissidents being jailed, as it did in East Germany. Worst case scenario leads to death camps, as in Nazi Germany. Many of the French resistance fighters in Paris and France as a whole were shipped off to those very same death camps for expressing their resistance against occupation. And now we invoke their spirit, their symbol of the V for victory, in our resistance campaign against the takeover of our society, which is in many ways more insidious than black boot wearing storm trooping Nazis. At least the French could see who their oppressors were, whereas in modern day America, the government simply indoctrinates the American citizens to become each other's oppressors. We had the article a few weeks ago of the father who fed his daughter with organic food, prevented his children from having vaccines. His neighbors reported him as a potential terrorist. See something, say something. This is where it's all heading. Now, I've written, again, getting back to the historical foundation of this, where it's all coming from, I've written many times about the study of Robert Gellately from Florida University. And he found that the common misconception about Nazi Germany and how it built up as this totalitarian state from the 30s onwards, a common misconception was that the Gestapo investigations came from the top, when in fact he found that 80% of Gestapo investigations of so-called political dissidents in Nazi Germany came from what they called denunciations by ordinary German citizens. So 80% of the cases were from informants. There were relatively few secret police, wrote Gellately, and most were just processing the information coming in. I had found a shocking fact. It wasn't the secret police who were doing this wide-scale surveillance and hiding on every street corner. It was the ordinary German people who were informing on their neighbours. And now, what is Homeland Security telling Americans to do at Walmart checkout counters? Report suspicious activity in a program that's now been expanded to 9,000 shopping malls, sports stadiums, different buildings around the country.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-armed.
Okay, and we're back, folks. That's right. That was Paul Joseph Watson on the Alex Jones Show, also from the 21st of January 2011, talking about what happened in Nazi Germany, and we can see it happening here. And who's behind all those cameras anyway? Who's actually watching us? What's done with that information, that footage? We got to know, and we got to show. That's why we got to get on the streets. You can't say that we didn't warn you. You can't say we didn't tell you if we tell you. But if we don't tell you, then you can say we didn't tell you. I speak to the general public on behalf of those who know what's going on with respect to this. We just have to find a way to. You know, we got to find a way to. You can use Twitter, you can use Facebook, you can go online, you can use blogs, you can do this and that, but what you can't do is just get updates on what's going on. You can get updates for your own information, but you can't only get updates as your steady diet of information here, because it's all coming out. For example, an article by Steve Watson, Infowars.com, Bilderberg owned publication, The Economist. Yes, powerful globocrat elites are running things. It's not a conspiracy. The article is out in the open in The Economist here. And essentially, Steve Watson makes note that they're just coming out and telling us, as I read here, it says from TheEconomist.com, and it says the world's water coolers, where the influential people meet and talk. It says, in reality, Bilderberg is an annual conference for a few dozen of the world's most influential people. Bill Gates and Larry Summers, hobnob with the chairman of Deutsche Bank, the boss of Shell, the head of the World Food Program, and Prime Minister of Spain. One or two journalists are invited here on condition they abstain from writing about it. Full disclosure, the editor of The Economist sometimes attends. So the media will tell us that there is a conspiracy, and they'll tell us they know. They were there. They went to the meetings here. But it says here... it says here in the same article that they constantly meet. They constantly meet to plan world policy. That's actually what they do. It's something that they think is totally normal. The world's richest men host an annual gathering. Prime ministers of Turkey, just on and on and on about this. And they mix in some good and bad in the sense of trying to sell it to us. But that's what's going to happen, is that by the time we decide to talk about this, people may already know and may already have a way of living with it that's been given to them by our mass media as they normalize this. The secret societies, the Illuminati. Just go to a bookstore. Look at the teen read section, or look at half the books there. They're about vampires. Vampires, zombies, they're all coming back in. And I'm sure the vampire movies and shows are really cool. I haven't seen any yet, but you know, all this stuff is really cool. That's how they make it hot. That's how they make it hip. But if we don't understand the New World Order and their plans in some detail, then we will accept all of this piecemeal, and that's very, very dangerous. Two Toronto charities have status revoked from the Toronto Star, thestar.com here. One charity, Operation Save Canada Teenagers, claims to help teenagers steer clear of drugs and gangs. The other, Revival Time Ministries International, calls itself an evangelistic missionary that offers leadership training and community development programs. The Canada Revenue Agency says neither charity spent donations of more than $3.7 million on such charitable activities, and this month revoked their status. So you can see, charity is one of the oldest guys in the book. Do not get fooled by the fake charities out there. Do not get fooled by the fake pharma charities, the fake cancer charities, and so on. And there's certain groups that work within this socialist system that you can support to a degree, but ultimately it has to be changed. Instead of getting that starving person a sandwich and then getting his grandson a sandwich later, we got to find ways to challenge the system. On that note, Dr. Andrew Wakefield on vaccines, because that's something they're pushing right now.
He's published over 140 original scientific articles, book chapters, and invented scientific commentaries. Is callous-disregard.com, and of course he knows Jenny McCarthy, and you know everybody else has been speaking out against this, but here he is to be able to put it on the record for folks out there what's really going on, what the real science is. Dr. Wakefield, thanks for joining us.
Alex, thank you very much. Great pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about your research, what you discovered, and what they're trying to do to you right now.
Well, first of all, for your readers and your enlightened viewers who already know, the allegations made against me by the British freelance journalist Brian Deer are completely false. They're completely false. Not because I say so, because the documents say so, and you've been kind enough to put my book out there in the past and recommend it, Callous Disregard, which meticulously takes every one of his allegations, dissects it, and offers a coherent answer that rejects, completely rejects, his position. Now, the allegations that he's made are over a year old. So why have they now been rehashed? Why have they now been put in front of the media again in a desperate attempt to stop valid scientific research into safety concerns about vaccines? Because that's what this is about. It's about taking the messenger and shooting him because it doesn't fit with their agenda. It compromises their policy, it compromises their bottom line, and they do not want to hear about it. As you rightly point out, there are a whole host of scientists around the world now who have reproduced these findings. Perhaps more importantly, Alex, the people have spoken. Last year, they did a survey at the University of Michigan. 25% of people, parents, believe that vaccines cause autism. Now, that's despite an extraordinarily intensive, expensive, and elaborate campaign against me and against parents who believe there's a problem, a public relations campaign. This year, I've just been sent a document showing that there's a local poll in Ohio, a popular poll showing it's now 61% of parents believe that vaccines cause autism. Now, whatever the respective merits of those polls, what they tell us is that that public relations campaign has failed. It's failed because the problem is real. The parent's story is correct, and it's up to scientists and physicians like me to investigate it to the best of our ability to determine what the truth is.
And it's up to the rest of us to get the word out, and that's what's been happening. That's why Over half of parents in the United States in certain areas are concerned with the vaccines. That's why only 20% of people here got the flu shot. This year is close to 35, which is what they expected. And so you have to understand that we can make a difference, and that is why we encourage each other to make a difference. So I do think that in terms of generic terms for men and women, men can take care of things outside the house, women inside, they do more of the shopping. Of course, everyone's different. We live in a very pluralistic culture in a very, very vibrant city here. But basically, men can go flyering, men can go postering, men can hit the streets starting in February when it gets just a little bit warmer. And women can certainly make sure the things in the house that they consume are not poisoning them and poisoning their family and their children. And that's one to grow on and one to work with. Because it's important for us to make sure people know about the financial system and about the Bank of Canada and about its role. The current head of the Bank of Canada is Mark Carney. He worked at Goldman Sachs for 13 years, and he helped sack Russia during their reconstruction period after the end of the Cold War when they were looted by Western banksters and big financiers. And so, you know, it's pretty simple. We have the inspiration from incredible artists out there, religious figures, authors, scholars, and others. And we have the information right now, and all we have to do is get it out to people. So Infowars.com has a V for Victory campaign. We can go to Infowars.com. At my website, whatyouwantabelievein.com, I've got a posters and flyers section where I put my templates up there, which have already basically been proven to work in the sense of being printable and usable. You can change the text, you can change the websites, you can find your voice for freedom and get it out there. Got a March on Ottawa plan for Canada Day this year. So you can go to, again, whatyouwantabelievein.com, my website, to see more on that. Just tentative feelers have been put out, but there is some interest and some excitement about this, and so we'll formalize that process. And just telling people that you're part of something bigger. Telling people you're part of an info war. You're part of a cross-Canada info war. You're part of a worldwide info war. Can give you the confidence to break this down for people. And just giving people something physical, offline, not just another tweet, not just another text, not just another email update, but a piece of paper they can keep with them and that'll burn a hole in their pocket until they get curious about it is something that we can use to inform us. Because right now the media is not telling us much. You know, there's a couple of decent articles here at theglobemail.com. Toronto Police Brutality Trial Acid Test for Special Investigative Unit. So we know what happened to the G20 martial law. We live in a G20, post-G20 martial law world right now, and our reaction to it will determine where we go from here. Much like the post-9/11 world, we lost a lot of rights. Every time there's a major, major seizure of our rights and freedoms, and now our money, and in fact, our means of communication, because we are getting short shrifted by how we're given to communicate. Our reaction to that will determine how we do against it. So I'm out of here, folks. The People's DJ David James will take you on a 4-hour jazz period shortly that you will not forget. But before I go, I'm going to shout out a couple of websites for you to check out, including VigilantCitizen.com, where there's an excellent article about a woman who unplugged her family for 6 months, her teenage daughters and son, and the whole family, and they found that they reconnected much better, had more fun over a board game, and generally liked people when they got away from technology. Among other great articles about our culture and the culture creation industry and who controls it at VigilantCitizen.com. Infowars.com, of course, NaturalNews.com for excellent health information, Mercola.com for health information as well, BRAN.org for legal vaccine exemption forms. Pass these on to people you know and let them have a shot at least looking into the risks of vaccines, as well as being sold the potential benefits, of which there are few proven, while the risks there are many, including by many parents and trust people, and trust that people will take what you say seriously if you're serious about putting your thoughts together in a coherent fashion and then passing them on discreetly to them. Fluoridealert.org. Still got to get the fluoride out of the city. Got campaigns for that coming up as part of the Toronto 2012 project. A number of things we want to get done by then. We can have everything. We can have crime, have divorce, have promiscuity, We can have cancer risks when people are getting whacked with cancer right now. And there are many, many simple ways to deal with that, including simple things to avoid and simple things to consume to improve our health, wealth, and relationships, as well as deal with the New World Order problem in micro ways that lead to macro changes. Locally, TorontoTruthSeekers.com, almost 500 activists there networking together on these issues. Press4Truth.ca, excellent journalism company. ConspiracyCulture.com, book and DVD store at Queen and Roncesvalles. The Toronto Street News, homeless paper out there. Toronto G20 Exposed.blogspot.com. Silsa Productions, and on and on and on. But the most important thing is to keep in mind where we've come from when it comes to the people who've been speaking about freedom, to get re-familiarized with them and to get re-inspired by them, and then to see what is happening today in the fight for freedom as we can execute and as we can manifest it. You know, JFK said, and this is quoted by Martin Luther King in his Beyond Vietnam speech, he said, "Those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable." He was talking about both them and us. If they make it impossible, it's on them. If we make it impossible, it's on us. Right now, it's possible. So get the word out. I'm out of here, folks. Have a great weekend, and peace out.